Giving some information, which is the guarantee that the clothes are not going to end up in a landfill, increases the collection rate by a lot. Circular economy and energy are the two topics that most clearly are a win-win in terms of not only we are better for the environment, but we are also in terms of reliance and resilience and autonomy.
We are going to talk about circular economy. And I understand you've been working on this quite a bit, putting the consumer in the focus.
So far the research I have done has a lot to do with how consumers engage in the circular economy. In one paper, we look at end-of-life collection of clothes for either reuse or recycle. And we see that consumers, apart from like these kind of incentives that that brands give, for instance, like bring used clothes and we'll give you like a €5 discount for next time, consumers also care about the information that's given, and they, to some extent, they want to know what happens with their clothes. For instance, if the program, especially the main result is if the program has to do with the brand profiting off this program, like for resale, for instance, consumers do want a bigger kind of voucher, etc. Whereas if it's more altruistic, like donation, they don't care as much about incentives. And then I have another paper that's now ongoing, in this case, rental of clothes. And we look at how consumers engage with that. In particular, in the world of fashion, consumers seem to be craving this kind of variety, at least those who engage in these business models. And that, of course, from the circularity perspective, is good. But this is an online platform that ships clothes back and forth with packaging, etc. And that, from the environmental perspective, might not be the desired outcome.
So in both settings, there are clear limitations. Maybe if we look at the first one a little bit more, like, are there some best practices that you have seen identified? I understand one of the key messages to say, focus not so much on maybe on regulation, focus more on how to actually convince the consumer in this.
So in the end, we were trying to see what levers do these retailers or the companies running these programs have that are beyond paying, right? How can we make this program successful without the costs exploding so much? And this information lever is we saw very powerful, giving some information, which is the guarantee that the clothes are not going to end up in a landfill, that already, respect to not saying anything, increases the collection rate by a lot for the same amount of monetary incentive. Mm-hmm. Giving very specific information whether clothes are recycled or whether the clothes are just generically not in the landfill, that consumers don't discern within this. Only they discern if there's like a clear profit motive from the retailer. So that could inform the best practice that just give some information. You don't need to be full transparent. But I also believe that consumers are becoming more and more discerning. And so I do not want to tell companies, don't be fully transparent with what you do with the used items you collect.
No, but I understand what you're saying is if you give more detail, that doesn't necessarily help the consumer to understand better and to therefore increase their willingness to participate.
How much information consumers want to know or care about. And I think that, generally speaking, in the world of sustainability, there's an information limit and a knowledge limit in the end.
And when we go to the second case you mentioned, so here we're talking about a business model that precisely relies on reuse. There's some clothing that you actually only rent for a time. And then you're saying here the challenge is really in the logistical cost and carbon footprint and energetic footprint of the logistics. Does it compare very unfavorably in general to let's say the carbon footprint of the fashion industry? Is it that different?
When you sell things, it's a massive impact on the product. And when you rent things, the impact of the product is less because the same, like this blazer will be used by 15 other people other than me. So this impact of this one blazer dilutes like among 15 consumers, but then the impact of the service is a lot. And one challenge with this kind of research, we do not have visibility over these consumers, how much they stopped shopping because they were accessing these clothes through rental. So it's very hard to make this kind of comparison, start a business model that solves a big environmental problem and accidentally create a different environmental problem.
Good. Then I guess we will close this with the takeaway that that number one, there is quite a bit of a challenge in the circular economy, particularly in the fashion industry, as you have studied, and there continues to be. And of course, there are interests in solving it and new business models emerging, but they are not worry free. No, I think that's clear. And the second takeaway that I got also was the focus you put precisely on making your business model really attractive for the consumer. And that combines, of course, financial incentives and transparency also about what the intentions and actual use of the garments are. No?
I think circular economy and energy are the two topics that most clearly are a win-win in terms of not only we are better for the environment, but we are also better for ourselves in terms of reliance and resilience and autonomy. And I think that's why we in Europe are privileged to be working on these topics and can make a real impact.
Very good. Thank you, Anna. Good luck
with
this.
Thank you so much.